Stay tuned for Hudson Center Stage.
Hello, and welcome to Hodgson Center Stage, a program designed to take you inside the Hodgson School of Music of the University of Georgia. I'm Alan Kroll, retired director of choral activities at UGA, and I'll be your host. Over time, we will be visiting with some of our very interesting students and faculty members and hope to give you an idea of the things that go on behind the scenes of the concerts and productions that you enjoy. Over an academic year, the Hodgson School presents over 300 events, recitals, concerts, opera productions. You may or may not know, but every student, undergraduate and graduate, presents a public performance in the course of his or her studies, often more than one time. All of these programs are listed on the school's website. Check it out at music.uga.edu and get on our email mailing list for weekly notifications of what's coming up. Today, you're going to meet Joseph Michael Brent. You may have seen and heard him fairly recently in the title role of Offenbach's Tales of Hoffmann. Welcome, Joe.
Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. It's good to see you. You have an interesting story. You are here as a singer, but you didn't come here as a singer. What happened there?
Well, I was a double bass major when I was doing my undergrad in New York. I'm from New York City, and I met the double bass professor here, Milton Masiadri, at Juilliard. And I found his playing and his techniques and his everything about him so fascinating. I followed him to Italy to do the UGA summer abroad program.
Yeah.
And I just basically fell in love with the idea of being here in Athens. The community seemed great. And when I came down, I met Professor Frederick Birchinal, and we kind of discovered my voice together.
Well, you had sung some before, surely.
Yeah, I was singing mostly in choruses.
Yeah.
I went to the Frank Sinatra School of the Arts as a high school student, and I was singing there, but it was mostly in small ensembles. And when I graduated, I decided to focus on bass. But it really was Professor Birchinal who got the tenor out of me, for lack of a better way to explain it.
Got the tenor out of you. You started as a baritone.
Yeah, I did start as a baritone.
That's a familiar track, isn't it?
I think people like Placido Domingo, it's good company to be in. But I had a lot of fun singing that music, and I thought pursuing it, opera specifically, would be a lot of fun. And who knew that within the course of 3 years, I'd be singing Bohème, I'd be singing Tales of Hoffmann. It's just been an explosion of excitement for me.
I'm just listening to your talk. Did you notice that your speaking voice went up as well, or did that matter?
Well, I noticed, actually.
You sound like a tenor.
Thank you. No, I think that's a good thing. Some people have told me that it's better, in fact, to speak higher.
Yeah.
I still feel like I speak pretty low in my speaking voice compared to where I sing. Singing high C's and B flats and B naturals is a far cry from speaking down here.
Well, I'm known to talk, but I'm used to speaking down here because it was forced on me by a choral conductor way back in the 1950s. He said, "Get that larynx down." So I got stuck.
It sounds beautiful. I'm jealous. I'm intimidated.
No. Here at UGA, you mentioned opera. What roles have you done?
Well, I started out, because I started out as a double bass major, I was only operating in or performing in opera peripherally.
Oh, I see. So you didn't change your major. What was it, a master's?
I started as a master's student in bass and succeeded. I'm currently a master of bass.
There you are.
From the University of Georgia, and I'm pursuing a doctoral degree in voice performance.
Wonderful.
So I did switch, but not before having completed the degree as a bass major.
Well, that's great. So you got to play in the orchestra here?
Yeah, I worked with Mr. Sedell, and I worked with also a Dr. Lynch with the band.
Oh.
And so I've had a myriad of experiences here, probably more than a lot
more
of other students
get. More than most, that's for sure. I started to ask you about roles. What have you done? What have you sung here?
Well, like I was saying, because I started as a bass major and I was only peripherally related to the opera program, I was a teaching assistant for Professor Birchnell at the time.
Uh-huh.
So I sang in the chorus for Falstaff, which was my first semester here. And then it was that semester where Professor Birchnell and I kind of stumbled upon, nearly accidentally, that I could sing tenor and sing that repertoire. And in fact, it would be healthier for me to be singing that. And so in the spring of the next semester, I was I took the tenor role in The Merry Widow, the Lehar opera.
Yeah.
And then that went really well. I mean, Professor Birchnell was very happy. He gave me an enormous amount of encouragement.
Did you get an A?
I think I got an A. I'm not even sure if I was enrolled at that point. and then in the fall, I returned, and I was given the lead role in HMS Pinafore, which was directed by Dr. John Stevens, who's been affiliated with the school for a few years since Professor Birchnell has been in town.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the spring, we had a collaboration with the theater department, and we did Fledermaus, and we did it in English, so we did the Batman musical.
Right.
And then, again, that went very well, and Professor Birchnell was able to raise some money, and the several students from the opera program left in the summer to participate in the Greek Opera Studio and the Festival of the Aegean, and it's a summer program in Greece. And we did La Traviata, and we did a scenes program and got a great training there. Mm-hmm. And then in the fall, we came back and hit them hard with Bohème. And that was at that point, the biggest role I'd ever taken on.
Well, that's fabulous. We'd love to hear something of your singing. What have you brought to play for us?
Yes, I've brought some selections, and I think it might be best if we start with Bohème.
Good.
It's ultra well-known, and we could hear the aria from the first act.
Act one,
the Manina.
Tell us what's happening there.
Well, it's a really excellent moment in the opera. The men had just left. Rodolfo's a part of a team of three other Bohemians, and they live in a garret, above Paris. And the men have left to go to town to get a drink. It's Christmas Eve, and Rodolfo stays at home to finish writing a paper. And Mimi enters. She needs a light for her candle. She loses her key. And that's the moment in which, really, he falls in love with her. He sees her for the first time, and he puts his hand on hers. In fact, the joke in the opera is that he sees the key before she does, picks it up and hides it, just so that he can interact with her.
And then what does Kejeli de Manina mean?
Well, it means literally what a frozen little hand.
Yeah, your little hand's so cold,
And that's... I mean, it's just the poetry of that is so beautiful. They found a way, Puccini and the librettists found a way to create poetry that seems so much like prose that, I mean, you can't help but fall in love with what he says to her.
And she has just sung a beautiful aria just before this, so it just sets the scene so beautifully.
Yeah, the cool thing that I've learned about the opera in my research is that Henri Murger, who wrote Scenes of the Bohemian Life, was putting himself in the character of Rodolfo. So Rodolfo is Murger, and it gives a really different outlook to the character if you think of him as not just the author of the poem he's singing to her, or the other things that he writes in throughout the opera, but as the author of the entire situation, and that in some ways, yes, it's maybe an episode from reality, but also it's kind of like it's a memory that Rodolfo has, that he's telling the entire story is really through the eyes of Rodolfo.